Well, I'm literally, we're literally at Applebee's right now, folks.
Well, one third of us are. In my friend's bathroom, putting makeup on, drinking an energy drink.
What kind of energy drink you got?
I'm a big fan of the Reign.
Oh.
It's by Monster, but it's like the healthier version, I guess.
What makes it healthy?
Zero sugar. I don't know. It doesn't make me feel like shit after I drink it.
That's a big bonus right there. Mm-hmm. Have you tried the A-Shock shit, being a Chase Elliott person?
I have, and it almost put me into cardiac arrest.
It's a lot of sugar, huh? Whatever it is.
Whatever they put in there, it's too dangerous for my old ass.
Well, yeah, certainly. I mean, it was our fault. We made a mistake. Spider said it was clear. I wasn't clear, and, you know, I didn't want to tear my car up, tear his car up either. I respect everybody, and I demand respect. And, you know, I apologized to the guy when he came over the car, explained to him what happened, and then he took it to another level when he started calling me an idiot and whatever else, and I don't appreciate that. I'm not going to take it. I told him how I feel. I called him out. He didn't show, you know, and so, you know, I'm good with it if he's good with it, but I'm not going to be disrespected by no means.
Yeah, I guess I had a dinner date at Applebee's last night that I didn't find out until it was too late. It's a shame. Love their riblets and boneless wings, but...
Live from an actual Applebee's parking lot, we are Meet Me at Applebee's. It is your We're Too Busy for This Shit This Week podcast.
Absolutely. There's no fucking plan this week. We're just going to shoot the shit for like 30 minutes and bounce pretty much. But we got a lot to talk about, right?
Yeah, you know, I finally went to my first race weekend of the year, and then Ashley and I have our own next race weekend coming up just a couple days. Rob is currently out in New Mexico doing, what, was it work, family stuff? I forget. Is it both?
All the above.
Yeah, there you go.
The above.
Yeah, I'm going to go see The Cure tonight, so that's why I'm sitting here in this Applebee's parking lot in full face makeup, gothed out. I put it on too early. It's itchy. It's hot. It's going to run. I'm going to have to reapply it. But I look cool right now. So.
Well, there you go. Got to look good for Robert Smith.
Is that real? Who knows? You'll never know out there.
Well, I know I'm going to see The Cure in a few weeks myself, and I'm already planning my outfit, so I'll be sure to update you guys.
Wow. I can't wait to see the JNCOs you got laid out for that.
I mean, it's not Ozfest, you know.
Oh god. Oh, that just brought up painful teenage memories.
Oh, please.
How did I survive that?
Yeah, I'm sure you look back on them more fondly than you want to admit to. That's fine.
Wait, so you went to Ozfest? What year did you go?
God, I was probably like 18 or 19, so 03 or 04 maybe.
Yeah. Old enough
I went up
to know better, but
yeah. Fucking.
I never did Ozfest, but I definitely did a couple Warped Tours and parking lots and all that, and that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The same punishment, I think.
Yeah. None of us should be alive.
No.
I there was a Warped Tour that I went to. It was the 10th anniversary one in at the Patriots Stadium, and I decided to wear all black that day. Ooh. And also drank a bunch of Monsters, and very briefly I got heat exhaustion for a good half an hour. Like, I was with my girlfriend at the time, and like I was starting to kind of, I couldn't stop smiling. Like my body was just, like my face was just crinkling into a smile, and I was kind of babbling for a bit. So I had to go sit underneath the bleachers and drink a bunch of waters for a good hour or so.
Your fucking brain melted.
Yeah, that's pretty much what was happening. It was, I was starting to sprout a tail too from all those Monsters, but thankfully that fell off pretty fast.
Thankfully, yeah, you cut yourself off before that happened.
Yeah,
that's good. We haven't talked about tails in a few weeks. So it's good to know. Maybe that's where Ty got his from.
Yeah. But we do got to talk about some racing. I was in Darlington, as per tradition. Like I said, my family lives down there, so they're only an hour from the track, so I try to make it down there for at least one of the races. We'll see if I go to Bolt this year, but I had a really good weekend. You know, I didn't get there in time for the truck race, but I was there both Saturday and Sunday. I was there bright and early on Saturday for practice and qualifying. Thanks to my buddy Harris, I had some pit passes, so I did lots of lurking. And you know, this is a situation where, you know, as a little kid, I guess I always was curious and wondered what it would be like to have that sort of access. And now, thankfully, doing what I do now as an old NASCAR shirt guy, I've made these friends and started to make these connections, and every once in a while I'll get access like this, and I always take full advantage of it and try to just see all the stuff that most fans don't get to see.
Oh, yeah.
You know, got to meet, I said hello to Ross Chastain pretty much as soon as I walked in there, because he had just gotten out of his car for practice, and we'll get into the rest of his weekend in a minute, but it was nice to get to. What's that?
Did he let you sit in the car?
Did not let me sit in the car.
He didn't let you honk the horn or turn the lights on?
Nah, none of that stuff. Damn. Nothing like that.
What an asshole.
Oh, I can't believe he's still your favorite driver.
But yeah, so yeah, met him. He was cool. You know, I managed to try, most of the special throwback food menu items. Those are all pretty good. Well worth the purchase. Although my stomach is still not recovered, from a couple days of cheese filled hot dogs and mashed Vienna sausages.
You sent us a picture of the hot dog one, but you didn't say too much about the Vienna sausage one.
So I'll talk about that. I mean, it was fine. I guess that was the one I was most apprehensive about, just because, yeah, I mean, mashed up right. Vienna sausage paste, like, didn't really sound too appetizing, and admittedly, it didn't look too appetizing either once you opened it, but
well,
it was actually...
opened it.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is that you had to open it to put the crackers on, because without the crackers, it was just this mushy, pasty sandwich. So you put the crackers in for a little bit of texture, then it was pretty solid. But yeah, visually not so appealing, but it was fine. What else? I got to witness some autograph hunters in action, which so let me just preface this real quick. By my last handful of years, you know, being a pro wrestling fan and just kind of a fan of observer of weirdo fans on the internet, it's interesting to see NASCAR autograph hunters in action, because those guys all had pit passes. These had to have been like pro guys trying to get autographs, and because they had the binders full of hero cards and you know, a couple bags full of cars, and
they're like giving them pit passes.
That's the thing, because like even with me, you know, the times I've had them, it's always through somebody that actually works in NASCAR, and it's not like you can buy. I mean, you can buy like the pre-race, you get to walk down.
You can buy hot pass access. It's just not allowed.
Okay, well,
you see it in, or maybe not hot passes, but you see it in like Facebook groups and shit like that, where they sell experiences, and you know, people can buy lanyards and shit from folks like in Facebook groups and all that. So it's definitely out there. But like, didn't the guy from they're not cheap, and didn't somebody get kicked out of the garage permanently for that recently?
That I don't know, but I mean, these guys were definitely pros. I overheard them talking about strategizing meeting certain guys, and you know. It's just weird because any other type of fandom, especially like pro wrestling, which I'm experienced too, like you got to pay money to meet these guys, or you got to be one of those airport stalkers that meets them, you know, coming out of the gates at different airports.
Yeah.
See these guys just kind of hanging out between the haulers and stuff was weird. Speaking of between the haulers, I almost got ran over by Daniel Suarez at one point. That was interesting. He was just turning around. At least I think he was turning around. I was kind of watching him come into the pits after his qualifying run, and he was like turning the car around, and I kind of just turned my head for a second, not knowing what the hell he was doing, and then he's just coming at me at like 40 miles an hour. So I had to quick jump out of the way real quick. Can't imagine what the headlines would have been had he smoked me, but that would have been
prominent journalist, NASCAR journalist, injured and by driver,
beloved,
jumped into the arms of Ross Chastain. You could have been his redemption arc.
Yeah, I could.
Hey, hot passes for life.
Exactly. Yeah, that would have done that. And what else happened? Yeah, ran into Hut Strickland. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I want to hear about Hut Strickland.
I saw him on pit row, you know, before the race, and he was just standing there with somebody else, kind of just chit chatting. I'm sure I was one of the handful of people that actually recognized him, but he was wearing his own shirt, which is a bit of a fashion faux pas, but it's fine. I think if you're an old Alabama gang member, you can.
Yeah, I think if you're Hutch Strickland, you can get away with that. My question was going to be, I was going to jump back to the concessions real quick. I know that they were throwback menu items, but were the prices throwback?
It wasn't like 50 cents for a hot dog, but I mean,
of course, yeah.
everything was affordable. I think the hot dogs were like $5 each. The one sandwich was $7, and then the big bologna one, which was like a big ass fried bologna sandwich, that was $9. But I mean, yeah, even compared to average sports games, I mean, NASCAR is so much more affordable. And the throwback beer was just straight up Bud Heavy. Like, I thought it was going to be either Bush or like light or something.
But at least they didn't be light. They went full heavy.
Well, you know, everybody who was drinking Bud Light a month ago, that's a throwback to them now because they gave it up for all that dumb bullshit. But
yeah.
And throwing back to 6 weeks ago.
Northbrook throws too, and throwback prices too on a few things this weekend. So
hell yeah.
So where was I? So yeah, Saturday. I mean, yeah, the Busch race was Busch race. Xfinity race was good.
Talk about a throwback.
Yeah. You know, I was kind of alert, like in and out of the stands, and I went down. I guess I didn't anticipate that last lap finish because I went down in the pits and Harris and I were watching from down there, and I only saw like the last turn from where we were at, and I saw like, you know, John Hunter crashing in front of us, but that was cool. And Sunday was a sort of similar deal. I didn't feel like getting up, and there was a throwback outfit contest in the midway hosted by like Cole Custer and Harris and I were talking about doing it, but neither one of us.
Like, who picked Cole Custer though to do that?
I don't know. Yeah. I think
he wasn't busy.
Yeah. I think
that's what it comes down to. Nothing else to do.
Yeah. I NASCAR posted a picture too, and I saw one of the kids who was wearing like this Kyle Petty fire suit. Like, it was, I don't know where the fire suit was from. It wasn't one I recognized, but maybe he won. So it's like, okay, I'm not going to compete with some kid wearing a full ass get up like that. So it was fine sleeping in. And yeah, the race itself, I'm trying to think, was fun. You know, I guess do we want to get into the whole Ross thing, or what do we want to start with the race itself?
Well, I do have a question, whichever one you want to do, but I want to get this one out of the way. Obviously, it's a house divided on whose fault that the meltdown at the end of the race between Chastain and Larson was. But what was the feeling in the stands as that was going down?
I honestly
know the online reaction to Ross is one thing, but when you're there in person, like, are there people booing? Is it or what's going on?
So first off, Saturday he raced, and the crowd reaction for him Saturday was almost all positive. Like, he got a very loud reaction. It was all cheers. Sunday it was mixed. When they you know, called him up and getting in the cars, he definitely was like half cheers, half boos. And then when it happened, I was sitting in like turn four. Didn't really hear much from the crowd, to be honest. Although, when we got to talk about fan reaction, I don't know if any of you guys paid attention to this like I did, but when we got home from the race, my stepdad and I turned the race on and we just kind of rewatching the end because wanted to see more was what happened between Ross and Kyle. And I was so excited to see the couple that was wearing the guy was a Kyle Larson fan. Yes. And the wife was a Chastain fan, and knowing what was coming as they were showing, I was like, oh man, I hope they start screaming at each other. And then it was just like the Ross fan wife just like, let's go home.
So united in misery.
So yeah, I mean, you know, Kyle, but neither Kyle or Ross are necessarily like the top fan favorites. Like, none of them have Chase Elliott level fandom. And yeah, where I was at, I didn't really get much of a reaction either way from people. And then after the race and rewatching everything, yeah, I mean, Ross admitted that he was driving him hard, but they were driving each other real hard, you know, for half the race. You know, they were
that was a back and forth that had been going on for a long time. I think it was stage two, there was a restart and Ross pinched Larson up in close to the fence anyway, and then that next restart where everything really melted down, that was Larson kind of giving it back to him a little bit. Plus Ross totally jumped that fucking restart, but that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah. I don't know. As a Ross fan, it was very disappointing to see that, but I mean, you know, I guess you have to come to expect it at this point, but he's going to have to turn moments like this into wins and not wrecks, because this fan favor and this momentum he has is only going to last so long. He's going to have to really perform.
At least print some t-shirts up to make money off of
them. Oh, God, yeah. There are so many lost opportunities. Like, his merch hauler, again, the Trackhouse stuff sucks. Like, I know yeah, I've called out does. Trackhouse's merch guy before on Twitter, and really he's bad. Like, he's kind of like liked my tweets shitting on his work. And again, it's not even knowing what those guys have to do, I'm sure he's getting the directions where they want muted merch. And like, to me, I just would love to see a crazy green and red watermelon Oliver print shirt with Ross. And like, there's so many cool things you could do.
Well, especially since it's a hype thing right now, like NASCAR all over prints and shit like that. Like, they could sell a ton of that right now. And I get why they do it. It doesn't match their aesthetic, and they are trying to do things differently. And if you've ever seen their store at the Trackhouse garage or the shop in North Carolina, it's literally like one of those fucking fences you'd see like at the Warped Tour or something, with a couple of t-shirts taped up on it. Half of them are sold. They just don't give a fuck. It's really what it comes down to.
You know, I saw Tommy Joe Martin's on Pit Row Saturday, and he's been a customer of mine for a long time. And he and I were talking for a few minutes about just the whole retro thing and how I think NASCAR, at least for a little while, was kind of hesitant to embrace all the throwback stuff. I mean, they did in a sense of like, oh, we're going to do it once a year at Darlington. But I think the overall imagery for merchandise and cars themselves, I think NASCAR's finally starting to come around to it. And Trackhouse is definitely one of those brands that, you know, I'll call them a brand because that's what Justin Marks wants it to be. They don't want to embrace that. They definitely want to have more of a futuristic, if you want to call it that, perspective on marketing and graphic designs and stuff. And it's just, it's
sorry.
No, good.
Just on that topic, like, if you're ever walking through the garage, like walking past their haulers in the garage, I don't know if you noticed that, like, they have like neon lights up over their thing. And it's like very fancy looking. It sticks out like a sore thumb compared to the rest of the haulers in the garage.
It's very Cars 3. You guys ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
When the fancy new, well, I can't remember his name, I don't have kids, but the Trackhouse car shows up essentially. One thing I don't understand is, I understand that the NASCAR aesthetic and what people lean towards and they want to see is retro. So why not just embrace that as your thing and make it not retro by making it your brand? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there is a way. I think that from what I've seen in North Wilkesboro, and True Love, you'll be able to attest to this pretty soon, actually, since you're about to hop in the car and go. I think they've done a good job of marrying the old school with the new school and creating their own kind of brand. Like, there's no question what's happening at that facility when you look at it. Stock car race. So why not lean into that, you know?
I mean, a lot of tracks do. Darlington is another one. I mean, doesn't get more old school than that place.
Yeah. I'm curious to see what kind of merch they have available today.
Yeah.
When I get there, I'll have to update you later.
Man, I'm so excited for you, True Love. Sorry to cut the conversation off here, but I'm really, really stoked for you to go see this place in action. I know you've already been to North Wilkesboro the past year.
Yeah, I went last summer, but they've done so many updates since then. Like, I'm excited to see how different it looks, but also the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I said, I've only seen it in disrepair, so I cannot wait to see the photos you take and hear the stories you got to tell. I'm fucking stoked for you. And this cars race tonight is gonna be fucking good.
Yeah, well, cars race is
tomorrow. Sorry, it's the ASA tour tonight, right?
Yeah, as long as the weather is nice, then yeah. We've got, you know, like Chase Elliott, Noah Gregson, Suarez, Eric Jones.
Yeah. Also, New England hero Derek Griffith running the 12G down there. What's up, New England?
Ernie Irvin's kid, apparently. Jarrett.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think we briefly touched on that. I don't know if it was in group chat or somewhere else, but the Irvins got banned from some short track in Florida after they, I think they got in a wreck. Yeah, recently. Like, it's on, there's drama on both the Tracks Facebook page and the Irvins page where, like, I think Jared got in a wreck with some kid and, like, there was a whole fight and I think the Irvins were pissed and, like, reverse the charges on their credit cards for all their entry fees and shit, because now the track requires cash payments for all that shit because of the Irvins. My favorite driver has just become a shell of himself. Well, no, I shouldn't say a shell of himself. I think he's just
anyways, have a bad track record of favorite drivers, it seems.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Ross Chastain has not proven himself to be a piece of shit off the track yet, so let's give him that.
True. I don't know. Who knows what happens behind closed doors?
Hey, he didn't let you sit in the car. That's a pretty good telltale sign right there. By the way, I just want to point out today is the first day that you, off the cuff, without even thinking about it or quantifying it, referred to yourself as a Ross Chastain fan. So let that be known. It was about 5 minutes ago, maybe 10 at the most, folks. I want to rewind that shit.
What?
It slipped out of his mouth. I'm a Ross fan. He said it.
I've said that multiple times. I've been a Ross fan since this podcast started. I'm not ashamed.
You know? Maybe you should be. Just kidding. Love you, Brian. What was I going to say?
Also, Brian, I forgot that you're also going to be at North Wilkesboro, so you both can tell me how it goes.
Yeah, but Brian will be down on Friday.
Yeah. You're not going for the late model races or anything, right?
Yeah, I got so much shit I got to do in the next 3 days before I leave town again for another four. So yeah, I just can't swing it.
Bummer. I'll let y'all know if the Irvins caused any more drama tonight.
Yeah, Jared will probably park that thing about 25th if I had to put money on it.
Yeah, that's fair.
They don't run a whole lot, so it's one of them things where, you know, that's a stacked field, and it's a who's who of super late model racing, so I think it's a tall order for most people rocking up to that track, even the Cup guys.
I mean,
Pollard's in it too, I believe.
Bubba Pollard's in there, yeah. All the regular super late guys you'll see down at Five Flags and shit are there.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yep.
It is cool. Before the race, they're going to open up the track and let everyone come down on the track with the cars and the drivers. So,
Hell yeah.
That'll be neat.
And also, Ashley, you guys are going to – so there's going to be a Sam Bass art gallery in downtown North Wilkesboro. I know you guys are going to get check that out, and I'm hoping I can somehow figure out how to get down there. Probably, I don't know, Saturday, I'm guessing, Saturday morning before all the racing starts. But yeah, I know my pal Harris, and I've been talking to Sam Bass's son a little bit because he's been selling some clothing, and I guess Harris was telling me they found the last piece that Sam ever began to work on, and it was going to be a portrait of the 79 500 fight. So that I think they're gonna have that on display. Like, it's only line drawings, it's not, you know, it wasn't anywhere near finished, but it was the last thing that he worked on before he passed away. So pretty excited.
That's a treat. That out. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have, aren't there like some new pieces? I don't know if Harris did any, but I know Ryan Williams that does all the design work for Junior Motorsports has something in it.
I have to imagine. I didn't ask, and Harris didn't mention it, that he was, if he had anything, but I have to imagine. I mean, most of his work is more or less a Sam tribute anyway, so I'm sure I'll have something in there. I don't know. Rob, did you get to check out any racetracks or anything weird while you're out there in New Mexico?
No, unfortunately not. I'm probably going to go out to San Diego Speedway next Saturday. But really, like, I just got back from the mountains yesterday. There is satellite Wi-Fi up there, which is dope, so I got to watch all the racing on Sunday. Nice. Also, congrats to Ron Silk for winning the Spring Sizzler down in Stafford. Brought home a cool $35,000 for the win. That's the biggest purse I've seen in modifieds ever, I think. Certainly in a long time, so congrats to him. But, I've been out in the mountains, and I just got back to the city yesterday, so... The fun on this trip for me is going to be mostly music related. gonna go see a couple metal bands. I'm literally going to a hardcore show at a Burger King.
Oh, that's right. What the fuck?
I was gonna say Denny's, but that's that viral video. But yeah, they do hardcore shows at a fucking Burger King in Albuquerque.
Is it still an operational Burger King?
Yes.
Oh, that's insane.
And then they're out there in the playground or whatever, and it packed
ball pit.
I don't even know if ball pits are legal after COVID anymore. Can't have fun anymore. But I'm going to a hardcore show. If you're listening to this, folks, and you happen to be at Albuquerque, ask a punk. Mishap and Price of Life at a Burger King somewhere here in Albuquerque. It's going to be tight. But
make sure you show up to the right Burger King.
Yeah. I feel like I'd still go to a lot more DIY shows if there was a, you know, some sort of concession set up. But anyway, yeah, I think San Diego Speedway is the only thing I'm going to be able to get into out here. There's not a whole lot of racing out here in New Mexico anymore. I'm sure I'll talk about that in the future. The closest big track to here is Votto down in Las Cruces, or near Las Cruces. So there used to be a vibrant scene here, and it kind of withered up over time. And San Diego is sort of the only one keeping the flame alive here in central New Mexico. But that's a whole other discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be living vicariously through y'all.
Well, I don't know how many updates he'll get from us. I guess Ashley will be. She can give us. I'm not sure.
I know last summer the service there was fucking terrible, but I don't know. Maybe they put up an antenna or something.
I'll say this, that Darlington in the last couple years has finally gotten decent Wi-Fi for free. Like Sunday, I was listening to the scanner app on my phone the whole time, and it worked the whole time. Like the Wi-Fi actually worked okay. So I'm hoping Wilkesboro does something to that effect. Cause I mean, I don't know how the hell anything's going to work without that, you know? Like,
right. Cause there's not like a fancy media center for like the people whose job it is to report.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like how the journalist's going to do all that stuff. And yeah, there's going to be so many fans and yeah, I mean, there, hopefully all that shit works. And yeah, you won't really get a full report of the traffic today, but I will say that every single person that I talked to at the track was just as anxious as I am about this weekend, as far as all the, you know, traffic and all the bullshit we're going to have to deal with as fans being in the middle of nowhere. So at least I don't feel alone in that sentiment. So, but we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm excited either way.
You guys got your, you know what FEMA camp you're parking at when you show up to North Carolina to get picked up? Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, today, like, we even had to buy parking passes for these late model races, but we got a lot that's on the actual property, so we won't have to shuttle in, but we'll see. I think there's still tickets available for the next two nights, so it's not going to be, like, this weekend crazy, but the Dale Jr. Chase Elliott effect will still bring out people.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yep. Well, there's gonna be no of our regular segments this week, folks, because like I said, we all got shit going on. So hopefully, probably maybe next week we'll get back to normal. As of right now, I gotta go to work. Rob, you got stuff to do. Ashley's got to drive to the track in a few minutes. Yeah. So
well, I don't know about y'all. I still got an hour before this Applebee's I'm sitting at opens up. So, but yeah, we wanted to get a show in for y'all, even if it's just an abbreviated one, just to keep the flow going here. And again, we're gonna have a lot to talk about coming up with your experiences at North Wilkesboro. And again, I've said it 10 times already. I'm so fucking excited for you guys. Even traffic aside, it's gonna be a special event for sure.
Yeah, I think this is the first time we've been to a race together since I guess Bristol Dirt last year. So
yeah. I mean, we've gone to races every year the last couple of years. So this will be our first and probably not the last for the year. I'm assuming. So
we'll have to get a shotgun in for y'all.
Hell yeah. An old school shotgun.
A Sundrop.
Sundrop.
Or the Brian last night that Bojangles makes a hard sweet tea, so maybe we'll shotgun one of those.
You can shotgun that. By the way.
Oh, I have it. I have my mom got me the Cheerwine beer, and it was very good. It did taste a lot like Cheerwine. So I won't be bringing those to the track because that's a dessert beer for sure. But I did have one over the weekend.
Hell yeah. Well, that's good to know. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Probably not, but.
But yeah, I guess this is thanks for joining us to another trip to Applebee's, and again, a literal trip to Applebee's for Rob.
Literally here right now, yeah.
And you know, we'll catch some of you at the track this weekend, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Hell yeah, safe travels, guys. And again, look forward to hearing about all the fun and bullshit you get into. So,
oh, yeah, fucking stoked.
Hell yeah. Cool. All right. Well, yeah. Later, y'all.
see you next week. Yeah.